Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health. Is it possible that knee replacement surgery can literally extend your life? Well, yes. That's the finding of a new study of Medicare patients who had knee replacements. As a group, they had lower rates of heart disease 3 years after surgery, and the risk of dying for any reason was 50% lower overall. The lead author of that study is with us today. He's Scott Leveld, a senior associate at Exponent, a scientific consulting firm in Menlo Park, California. Scott, thanks for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Thanks for having me, Christopher.
This study and your earlier study on hip replacement would seem to confirm what many of us suspected, that once the pain of osteoarthritis goes away and individuals regain their mobility, their sense of freedom and independence, and if they're motivated, they can exercise more, lose weight, and have a more positive outlook on life, and therefore live longer. Is that the case, Scott?
It looks that way. This has been studied a number of times with small-scale studies, and they have shown that patients who treat their osteoarthritis tend to have higher quality of life, less pain, higher satisfaction, and better cardiovascular health. And so part of our study was to look at this down the road and find out, does this translate into a better mortality benefit and reduced disease downstream?
You know, that actually makes sense, because people who are in pain with osteoarthritis, which is very uncomfortable, they are reluctant to move because it'll hurt. And generally, people who are sedentary either self-medicate or perhaps eat too much, and added weight also compounds the problem. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is not surprising that many patients who are candidates for a knee arthroplasty tend to be overweight, obese, have less than optimal cardiovascular health. And so basically, once they get to a point when they're ready for treatment, they're already starting off in the hole.
What surprised you most as you were doing your research at Exponent on the subject?
I think the most surprising aspect of this study was the magnitude of the findings. By that, I mean the scale of the effect. And let me explain that. There was, as you said, a 50% reduction in mortality in the patients who treated their osteoarthritis with surgery. Now, this has been shown in previous studies, often over in Scandinavia and the general population, which hadn't done the statistical methodology that we had done. But once we came in and we controlled for many different factors between the two patient groups, including age, comorbidity, gender, socioeconomic status, race, other basic demographics, we still found that large effect, and that to us was a little bit surprising.
An article in Medscape News discussed the economic consequences of knee replacement. Can you address that?
We saw that the knee arthroplasty group spent over a 7-year period about $20,000 more for their health care than the non-knee arthroplasty group. And so breaking that down, what that means is that if the results are valid for mortality, for reduction in new diagnoses of congestive heart failure, that they're paying somewhere around $3,000 per year for that added health benefit.
The New York Times ran a wonderful article entitled "Knee Replacement May Be a Lifesaver for Some," which included several case histories of patients. I'll read one from Tara Parker Pope's article. By the time 64-year-old Laura Milson decided to undergo total hip replacement after 12 years of suffering from arthritis, even a short walk to the office printer was a struggle. After her surgery last August, Ms. Milson spent a week in rehabilitation and says she hasn't stopped walking since. My son says to me, "Mom, you got to slow down." I say, no, I have to catch up. It's a whole different life. Interestingly enough, she said that the knee replacement on her right knee came with a surprising bonus, a 20-pound weight loss in 2 months. She said, "I joke with my doctor, I think you put a diet chip in my knee. The weight just sort of came off." That doesn't surprise you, does it, Scott?
No, not at all. Osteoarthritis patients, essentially, their disease progresses, it is debilitating, and at some point, there comes a time where the pain and the debilitation is enough where they will either decide to have a surgery or they will not.
Our guest is Scott Leveld, a senior associate at Exponent, a scientific consulting firm in Menlo Park, California, and we're discussing a new study that shows that many people who have knee replacements not only improve their quality of life, but in many cases, their quantity of life as well. There are 4.5 million Americans who are living with knee replacements now. So that's quite a group, isn't it?
It's quite a bit. They say about 12% of the population is going to suffer from osteoarthritis, and they say about 50% of folks over the age of 65 are also in that category. So we basically dug into the medical records and identified everybody who was diagnosed with a new case of osteoarthritis. And we, with that patient group, we separated them into two groups. There are those that were treated with a knee arthroplasty at some point, and there were those who were never treated. We saw that the patients that were being treated with a knee arthroplasty had somewhere approximately around a 50% chance less of dying than those who did not receive treatment. We did see, after about 3 years, approximately a 10% reduction in new diagnoses of congestive heart failure. And those were probably the major findings out of the study.
So people who have a knee replacement to deal with their osteoarthritis get back on their feet, literally. I won't say they get a leg up, but they start moving, and there's nothing quite as good for heart disease or potential heart disease as either moderate or fairly aggressive exercise.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's important to remember that, indeed, knee replacement surgery is surgery. You know, while I've spoken with many patients like this gentleman, all of whom have pretty much the same line, which is, why did I wait so long? It's important to remember that knee surgery is surgery. Statistically, one of the most successful, but not everyone is a candidate, and there are risks, as with any procedure, but also a huge risk-benefit ratio, too. And your study, Scott, would seem to confirm that.
Yes, it does. And as you mentioned, it is surgery, and patients should seek as many conservative options as they can before they go through with this, and they need to be motivated afterwards. But the benefit of a potential of a reduction in any percentage in chance of dying, or a reduction in or an improvement in cardiovascular health, I think is something that every patient needs to consider when they are considering how to treat their osteoarthritis.
You gave a presentation of this study at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Yes.
And they have a wonderful website, by the way, which has a lot of terrific information, which is orthoinfo.org. That's orthoinfo.org. How was the study received by this audience, which primarily orthopedic surgeons? Did you feel that you were kind of preaching to the converted?
In a way, yes. Most of the clinicians see this on a daily basis, and they know that there are many positive outcomes from this intervention. And what we did to add value is just taking this to the general population and taking it to a massive number of patients.
Well, what startled me and what certainly persuaded me to do this story was the whole idea of longevity and, you know, quality and enhanced potential for a longer, better life. I mean, that's certainly very, very appealing. And also, you know, we're dealing with one body, and the reduction in heart disease and mortality from heart disease as a result of hip replacement makes a lot of sense, because there's obviously an enormous linkage between people's ability to move, their morale, their attitude towards life, and, for example, a lack of depression and a lack of pain. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. When people lose their independence, they lose a little bit of willpower to continue to do activities of daily living. And at that point, you know, it can be a downward spiral.
Scott Level, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
Support today for Life, Love, and Health came from Biomet. Learn more about joint replacement at their website, biomet.com. That's biomet.com. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're part of Life, Love, and Health.
Life.
Love. And Health.